Welcome back to Nach Yomi. Today we are learning the 13th parak of Sefer Yosho, the 13th chapter. This is now a very interesting change of the narrative that we've been reading up till now. And here's how it goes. I want to read the first pasuk of this parak because it's a very important pasuk. Up till now, we have been talking about conquest after battle, miraculous to less miraculous to less miraculous. Now we enter this the parak, and after, you know, sort of feeling very much on a high, he listened to how the parak starts. For Yoshua Zaken Baba Yamim, Yoshua became old and he was coming on in years. You're old, Yoshua. There's a lot that hasn't been conquered. And then the parak continues to tell us what exactly was missing. And there's like a whole long description from Pasuk Beis all the way down to Pasuk Yudalad of the whole section which was not conquered. They didn't conquer this, they didn't conquer that, they didn't conquer the Gazan area, they didn't conquer the north, the south, the east, the west. There's many different areas which haven't been conquered. So it gives a it's really a juxtaposition, a very, very different picture that we got from the last Perek Yud Beis, where there was this, you know, major conquest, 31 kings, we know everything, and look at this conquest. So it's a little bit of an ambiguous discussion over here. Before getting to depth, let's just finish the rest of the track of this Perek. The last part of the Perek is really dedicated to describing the sections of land gotten by those tribes that remained on the east bank of the Jordan. So the section of Bnei Reuven, the section of the children of Gad, and the section of the children of half of Menashe. And it describes the areas that were, you know, these are previously lands of Sichon and Og, a little bit of the Midian area, which is being taken on the east bank of the Jordan, how it's divided up between the different families. So I'm going to send out a map of just what this conquest looks like, so it's a little bit easier. We're not going to go through all the specific names right now. Some of the names are going to become very relevant later on when we get to Shoftim and about the continued battles that occur around those areas. But nonetheless, what we have now moved from what's called Kivush, conquest, into Chalukah, which is division. And this is the beginning of the division section. It is the Chazal note that the time that it took for each period was 7 years. That was a question somebody asked today. It took 7 years for Kivush and 7 years for Nachala, which is the Chalukah. Finally, the last pasuk of this parak, pasuk Lamed Gimel, says the following. Again, just to read it inside, V'leshevet Levi, U'leshevet Halevi, lo nasan Moshe Nachla. The tribe of Levi did not get its own inheritance. Hashem Elokei Yisrael hu nachlasam kasher diber lohem. God was their chelek, was their portion, as Hashem had explained to them. So just a couple points to ponder in this parak, and that is that, like, so did Yoshua succeed or not? Meaning, like bottom line, tachlis. Did Yoshua succeed in conquering the land as he was commanded to do or not? We get this very, very different message if we read Perek Yud Beis or if we read Perek Yud Gimel. Very big discussion, but just sort of some of the headlines. Rashi says, what does it mean when it says that the land remained much, that there wasn't conquered? No, that's not to mean that Yoshua didn't do his job. Yoshua did his job, says Rashi. What it means is that I gave Avram a promise in Parashas Lech Lecha, which we just passed. And in Parashas Lech Lecha, Hashem gives an expansive description of not just the conquest of the land of Israel, but also the Knizi Kadmoini. We're talking about even further nations than the seven nations of Israel. And so from that, we'll call that ultimate messianic almost description, which is being described to Avram. You know, we didn't quite make that cut, but certainly Yoshua did a whole lot. Other than Farshim, a little more hesitant, like the Ralbag says, no, this is we should take this pretty literally, that even though Yoshua did not conquer it, he grew old at this point in time, what he decided to do based on Hashem's word was, rather than saying, well, I'm going to keep fighting and fighting and fighting until I pass away, I'm going to stop now. And the parts that I have conquered, I'm going to divide. And the parts which are certainly swaths of land and there's dominion which we haven't managed to conquer. And that's going to have to be the responsibility of the nation of Israel. And that is really, I lead on to Sefer Shoftim, is did Israel pick up that mantle? The Ramalbim adds one last wrinkle into this. And that is that he quotes Chazal. The Ramalbim quotes a pretty chilling Chazal, which says that Yoshua nisatzel. Yoshua was a little bit lazy. Whatever that means, Yoshua was maybe hesitant to finish the conquest for the very simple reason is that he knew that his life was dependent on finishing the conquest, so it took a while, and apparently he was not able to finish it within the time frame that he imagined. So that kind of gives a little bit of a shadow to this whole experience and why Hashem saying reaching out and saying his this statement about his age. Just at the end, the Nachla of Levi. So we know from the Torah already that in Devarim it talks about that Hashem says that in Pasha Shoftim it says Lo Yelakonim Halavim Chelik VeNachlaim Yisrael Ishe Hashem VeNachla So Yochelun. So there's a tax system which is set up that the Levim are supplied Maaser, a tithe of produce, which literally means that the tax, you know, returns in those days would have a, you know, the Maaser section. You know, you would declare your Maaser and give it to the Levim, and that would be their sustenance. So they wouldn't have their own chelek of Nachla. And the Malbim is Medayek, very carefully, if you look at Devarim, that there's two aspects in which the Levim were, so to speak, deprived. One aspect was that they didn't have their own, you know, section of land, like a chelek. Number two is not, they did have cities, but those cities were only given to them after all of the chalukah, after the entire division of the land was given, then each tribe welcomed in the Levim to their particular cities and surrounding fields. But they didn't even have a part in the regular chalukah, the regular division of the land, which was happening now. They're just an added wrinkle to this whole section is that there is another reason why Levi did not get a chelek and Nachla, and that is because going back to the curse of Yaakov Avinu for the conquest of Levi and Shimon when they conquered Shechem, Hashem says, "Achalkem b'Yaakov afyitzem b'Yisrael." I'm going to spread out Levi and Shimon among Israel, and part of it was the part of the curse, which that's why Levi didn't get his own Nachla, although he did get the communal distribution. So it sort of gives us a little bit of more of a perspective of what's going on over here, and that ends our day today. Just one note, I know that people have been asking what is the power drill in the background sometimes of the recording. So as a postscript, or we'll call it a post audio, that is not a power drill. That is sometimes when I get a text or a phone call during a recording. The recordings are made on an app on the phone, and so that is a vibration. So in future, the phone is always on silent, so we'll have no more construction sounds in the background from now on inwards. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.